And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio by University of Missouri School of Music Professor of Voice, Christine Seitz. Christine, thanks so much for coming by.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to see you again.
Always. So we're here now not to talk about you, but to talk about the program. We've got a great recital coming up inside of the School of Music. This is something that you're calling Sextets and Other Encounters.
Yeah.
And it's coming up this week, Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Rheinsberger Theater. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Well, this is the Show Me Opera, which I'm the director of. This is our fall opera scenes program. This program has 11 scenes taken from 10 different operas, but three of them happen to be some of the most iconic sextets in the opera repertoire. And that's why the title of the program. And what's cool about a sextet is you got six characters on stage, each with their own agenda, all singing at the same time and trying to resolve all of the issues all at once. So the fur flies, shall we say, and it's really fun. And these are wonderful pieces of music. The first one we're doing is from The Marriage of Figaro, the Act Three Sextet. The second one is from Rossini's La Cenerentola, which is Italian for Cinderella. And the third one is from Mozart's Don Giovanni from the second act.
Very cool. And these are students performing these pieces?
Correct.
Excellent, excellent. And do the students choose the pieces? Do you select them?
I select the pieces, but I wait until the fall when the semester starts. I hear everybody sing over the first couple days of class. And then that first weekend in the fall semester, I sit and choose all of the scenes that are going to be on the program. And so it's based on the voices I have in that course in the fall. And many of these scenes that we'll be doing on this program are double cast. So there'll be one cast doing them Friday night and a different cast doing them Saturday night.
Very fun. Very fun. And I know oftentimes with Show Me Opera shows, you translate a lot of the work and have that projected somewhere near the stage. Is that going to be the case here?
Yes. We'll be projecting super titles above the stage in the Rheinsberger. Yeah.
Very fun. Very fun. And what made you pick these pieces?
Well, it's mostly a matter of which voices did I have at hand. There are a couple of things that sort of stand out to me. The opening duet on the program will be the duet from the beginning of The Pearl Fishers by Bizet. This is a tenor and baritone duet, and it's one of the most favorite audience-pleasing, you know, duets. You'll hear it on opera galas a lot. And we have two graduate voices that are stunning in the beauty of their sounds. And it's a wonderful way to start the program. The very next scene on the program has seven of my eight freshmen in it. It's a scene from a 20th century American opera called The Ballad of Baby Doe. And it's a bunch of woman friends of Augusta Tabor gathering around her and telling her what her husband's been doing behind her back and trying to talk her into going to court and getting a divorce. And it's a great little scene. And the freshman women are all singing the parts of friends of Augusta. And so it's really a strong scene. So I'm really excited by that.
That sounds really fun. And what are some of the other pieces that are on the bill here?
Well, we have a duet from the second act of Dialogues of the Carmelites. This is again a 20th century opera, but written in French by Poulenc. But it's set in the time of the French Revolution. A Carmelite order is taken over later in the opera by the Revolution. But there are a lot of themes of the hand of God in people's lives and how people deal with it. And this is a short little scene from that opera, which is very poignant. Two scenes from Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro, one of which is the trio from Act Two, which is the Count and the Countess almost coming to blows in an argument right before the Act Two finale starts. And the other one is the sextet, in which Figaro is taken to court because he got a big loan of money from Marcellina, and he was a fool enough to sign a contract saying he would marry her if he couldn't pay her back. And this is her taking him to court to say, time to pay me back or marry me. We have a scene from The Elixir of Love by Donizetti where the young women of the village have just heard through the grapevine that Nemorino, who everybody thought was kind of slow and shy, has just come into a lot of money. So he's suddenly very, very eligible to
very
these
popular.
Ladies and very popular. And he has just downed his second bottle of wine because he's gone to an elixir salesman looking for the magic elixir that would get the lead woman, Adina, to fall in love with him. And he's gone to this guy twice. And so he's just drunk two bottles of red wine in quick succession. And so at this point, he's pretty drunk. But the girls don't really care. So they mob him. And then Adina is standing by the side going, "What happened?" So that's really funny. Then we have the Cenerentola Sextet, the end of the story of Cinderella, where the prince recognizes who Cinderella is. It's after the ball. And we get started on the, it's going to be happily ever after for Cinderella and the prince, but the ugly sisters and their father are not so happy. And so that happens, and that's Sextet. We have a duet from Bellini's opera, which is Bellini's retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story, but it's titled I Capuletti e I Montecchi, the Capulets and the Montagues. So this is a love duet between Romeo and Juliet in the Bellini story, which is a little different from the Shakespeare story. But Romeo is trying to get Juliet to leave and go with him and just put themselves in exile and just leave the town, and she won't do it because she wants to stay where her roots are. But it's got some very, very gorgeous singing, early 19th century, beautiful opera. Then we go to a comic scene from Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld, which is a madcap operetta from the middle of the 19th century from France. It's the operetta, in fact, that has the the big can-can dance came from that opera. This is a scene where Jupiter has disguised himself as a fly, so he can fly in through the keyhole of a room where Eurydice is being held captive. And because he could see through the keyhole that she was quite beautiful. So he turns himself into a fly and goes in and has a little tete-a-tete with Eurydice. So it's over-the-top crazy. Then we go to the sextet from Don Giovanni. Leporello has been cruising through the streets of Seville with Donna Elvira. Leporello is dressed in Don Giovanni's clothes. They exchanged clothes before so Don Giovanni could stay looking like a servant and serenade a young maid. So Leporello is dressed as Giovanni. Elvira thinks he's Giovanni. He's trying to get away from her. They end up in this walled-in garden, which just happens to be Donna Anna's place. So Leporello is trying to get away from Elvira. Anna and her fiancé, Ottavio, come in, and Anna's weeping because Don Giovanni has killed her father, and she's in mourning. Leporello is trying to get away from them. He's trying to get away from Elvira. He tries to get out the doorway, and in come Mazzetto and Serlina, who have been walking through the streets trying to find Don Giovanni to beat up on him. And so they all think that that's Don Giovanni and that they've captured him. And they're fixing to do some murder or mayhem, and Leporello starts singing, and they recognize that's not the right voice. And eventually he takes off his hat and his cloak, and they recognize that it's Leporello and not Giovanni, and then everybody goes crazy because everything's so weird. It's just an amazing piece. We finish our program with a chorus and aria by Verdi from his opera Macbeth, and it's a very poignant scene. It's the chorus of Scottish refugees. So in the play, Macbeth starts wreaking havoc on the country of Scotland and with his army, going through and pillage, you know, burn, whatever. And these are people who are on the road traveling, trying to find a new place to live, and they're on the English border. But it's very poignant, and it speaks a lot to our own current times. Quite an amazing scene from Verdi's Macbeth.
Wonderful. This sounds like a really great program. And is there scenery? Are there costumes?
That's a good question. We do this in a quite stripped down production way. We have a set of platforms that will stay in place all night. We do our scenes on those platforms, but various different stagings that use those levels. And we'll enhance with costume pieces and some pieces of furniture and lighting, but not big set pieces.
Sure.
On this production, because we go to so many different places in the course of, you know, an hour and a half.
Right.
But it works very well, and it's a formula that I've used for a long time for opera scenes, and it's always fun to see how this all works out.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
So this show, again, coming up on Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th, two nights at 7:30, both of these at the Rheinsberger Theater in the Fine Arts Building here on the University of Missouri campus. That's at 7:30. This is Sextets and Other Encounters. Great, 20 great opera scenes.
Or 11
scenes. Great opera scenes from 10 different operas.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds fantastic. Well, Christine, thanks so much for coming by and telling us all about this show. We can't wait to see it.
My pleasure, Aaron.